the nature of God. Inasmuch as our highest possible concept of God is embraced within our own personal idea and ideal of His primal and infinite personality, it proves helpful for us to now study certain characteristics of the divine nature which constitutes God's character of deity. However, before proceeding, fully understand that though the nature of God can be studied in this presentation of supreme ideas, and His divine character envisaged through a portrayal of supernal ideals, all efforts to truly enlarge and spiritualize the human concept of God is tremendously handicapped by the limited capacity of our mortal mind. There also seriously exists such handicaps as the limitations of our language and the poverty of such material which could best be utilized for purposes of illustration, or comparison, in the effort to portray divine values and/or present exact spiritual meanings to the finite, mortal minds we all possess. All efforts to enlarge our human concept of God in fact would be well-nigh futile except for the reality that our mortal mind is indwelt by the fragmentized spirit of God, the indwelling spirit being, and is pervaded by the all-pervading spirit of truth, that perpetually serves to foster and personalize eternal truth to our human minds. For it is your comprehension of spiritual truth that constitutes the highest form of your, real, human liberty. Depending therefore on the presence of these divine spirits within and pervading your mind to assist you in the enlargement of your concept of God, the following presentation is an attempt to undertake the execution of portraying the divine nature of God to the present material human mind of you. All in all, remember, the nature of God can be better understood if you regard yourself as His spiritual child, and look up to God, in faith, as your true spiritual father.